Mama, welcome to the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Michelle Gibbs, and this podcast exists to help scholarly mamas like you to achieve your life and academic goals without sacrificing what matters most. Here, we're changing the overwhelm, juggle, struggle narrative around what it means to be a mama on an academic journey to one of empowerment, fulfillment, and purposeful success. So how do we successfully navigate these journeys? Well, first, we need the space to embrace this unique blend. Let's begin by saying yes to creating a life that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, because that's when we truly become purposefully whole. So get ready for the most non-traditional, unconventional, and revolutionary approach to PhD motherhood, because one thing I have learned over my many years of experience on this journey is that if you want something different, you have to do something different. But you must be brave enough to think differently first. So, Mama, are you in? Fabulous! Let's begin. These are our journeys of becoming. Hey, mamas, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. We are continuing our celebrations of reaching 52 plus episodes on this podcast. I cannot believe that that is what I am actually saying, that we have been podcasting now for over a year, which is absolutely incredible. Today is the 1st of April. And the first episode of the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast was shared on the 3rd of April, 2023, in the midst of all of my PhD writing struggles. I'm sure that comment needs no further explanation, right? However, if you want to hear about my journey to submitting my thesis, I believe I have an episode on that, episode number 7, I believe. So yeah, do go and have a listen to that episode once you finish this one. But yeah, last year this time I was finishing my PhD thesis and preparing to submit it. I cannot believe that it's been a whole year, and I give so much thanks for reaching this little mini milestone, and long may it continue. May many more mini milestones come and go and be celebrated. So thank you so much if you have been here from the very first episode. I'm so grateful for your presence and time that you spend with me week after week as we connect with each other here on the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. And if this is your first time here, welcome. So lovely to have you. And I hope that you enjoy your journey here as a regular listener of the podcast as we continue to inspire mamas who are on PhD or doctoral journeys, or any academic journeys that could be pre-PhD or even post-PhD journeys. If you are a scholarly mama, then this is the place to be. So welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. And so as we celebrate this mini milestone of one calendar year of podcasting, I thought it would be really nice to kind of reflect back on where this all began by sharing a reflective replay of the first episode of the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. I was so incredibly nervous about creating the episode, putting my voice out there. Oh my goodness, so much mind drama just to get that done. So I really wanted to, you know, as I'm reflecting now a year later, I wanted to kind of go back to that episode where it all began, just to show you that this is also a journey of becoming, right? This is a journey of persistence, consistency, personal growth, and a journey of showing you that even though sometimes these big steps feel super, super scary, or stepping out of our comfort zone is uncomfortable, eventually you find your stride, you get into the flow of things, and it becomes easier and easier as you go. So if you are navigating the juggle struggle of PhD motherhood and you're at the beginning of this journey, believe me, it does get better. It's not always going to be as hard as it feels right now. It may take a while for you to find your flow, to find your feet on this journey, but you will find your stride eventually. And when you do, it will be like walking on water. Well, actually, not quite. But it will get easier, right? You will learn to figure out what works for you. You learn what works for you and what doesn't. And you can do this well without sacrificing what matters most to you. So if you are in the throes of PhD motherhood, I just want to encourage you that this journey is possible. There is light at the end of the tunnel and you can see it through if that is your desire. But remember that this is a journey of intention. This is a journey that requires some tough choices. This is a journey that requires out-of-the-box thinking. This is a journey that requires you to pursue a purposeful path and to make a decision that you are not going to sacrifice the things that truly matter to you. This is a journey of purpose over prestige. And I know that it's possible because I have done it, right? I have done it. And I want to help you do the same. So if you are navigating this journey and you want to have a detached thinking partner to brainstorm ideas, possible solutions as you navigate the journey of PhD motherhood, book a one-to-one call. We can talk about the various options of working together and whether we are a good fit to work together and whether one-to-one coaching is something that could help you see your journey through without sacrificing either yourself or the family that you love and cherish. So enjoy this reflective replay and I will see you next week. There's a very special episode coming next week, so make sure you tune in for that. It's an episode with another scholarly mama. I have a special guest on the show next week. I cannot wait to share her story with you. So make sure you tune into that. But until next time, mama, I'll see you soon. Sending you, as always, much love and much gratitude. Take care for now. Enjoy this reflective replay. Hey mamas, welcome to the first episode of my podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know you're probably wondering why on earth did I start this podcast? And before I get into that, I just kind of wanted to reiterate how happy and grateful I am that you're here and that you're giving me this time to listen and just connect with me in a different way. I know many of you read my blog and I thank you so much for your commitment and, you know, just for following me on Instagram and other places. Thank you so much. So just like the blog, I actually wanted to start this podcast a few years ago. And of course, we all know what the year 2020 turned out to be. And I just never got around to doing it. Life just got busy and I just never got around to doing it. But I'm still glad you're here. On that note, actually, if any of you are on Instagram, you can follow me at Mrs. Mummy PhD, or you can find me on the blog MrsMummyPhD.com. So as this is the first episode, I thought I'd just spend a few minutes just sharing my journey, sharing who I am, and giving you a bit of an introduction for those of you who don't already know me. One of the main reasons why I started a blog and I'm starting this podcast is because I wanted to create an outlet for myself, a little corner of the internet, a place where I could share my thoughts and experiences as a scholarly mama. But more importantly, I wanted a way of connecting with other scholarly mamas and to have them connect with each other. I wanted to build a community of scholarly mamas. I wanted it to be a space where we could reflect on our journeys and a space for deeper insight into who we are and who we're becoming. And that was my vision for Mrs. Mummy PhD. And just like the blog, of course, with the unexpected events of 2020, global pandemic and all, launching this podcast did not go to plan. Launching the blog did not go to plan. And so everything was kind of put on hold for a bit. For those of you who might remember, I was also pregnant for the majority of 2020. And so here we are a few years later. So after the 2020 that we all had, just like everyone else, I was also looking forward to 2021. And decided to put myself out there finally and start the platform, MrsMummyPhD.com. But I didn't quite get to do the podcast because, you know, hello, one thing at a time, mama. I'm only doing a PhD, have three kids, married, and everything else. So yeah, the podcast kind of took a bit of a backseat. But after the 2023 start that we had, those of you who follow me on Instagram on Mrs. Mummy PhD or follow me on the blog MrsMummyPhD.com, you would know that we've recently lost a very, very close friend very suddenly to cancer. And so that kind of just reminded me and re-sparked my, reignited my desire to do what I consider to be some of my purposeful work and to start the podcast. So yeah, I'm hoping that it would be a platform where I could share my own journeys of becoming, but of course that, you know, you guys can also share yours and, you know, be inspired by me and vice versa. And I say journeys of becoming. This is a phrase that you'll hear me using quite often because we're all on various journeys of becoming all sorts of things. We're on journeys of becoming spouses, mamas, academics, entrepreneurs, and so much more. We're constantly evolving and growing into who and all that we were meant to be. So I suppose when you experience grief and loss, it makes you reflect on life. It makes you reflect on what you want out of life. And so I've decided that I am not going to put my happiness on hold until I achieve this or that. I want to be happy now. So I believe that we can live and learn as we carry on these journeys with joy and purpose. And this is important because when we arrive at our destination, we need to be fully and authentically ourselves. Otherwise, what was the point? So we need to be fulfilled and appreciative of the lessons that we've learned in the process. And that empowers us to help others through theirs by sharing our experience. I believe that this is true for our academic journeys or career journeys or motherhood journeys or marriage or relationship journeys, but it's also true for our financial journeys, spiritual journeys, entrepreneurial journeys. In fact, it's true for any journeys that we find ourselves on. These are all our journeys of becoming. They're all a part of you. They all carry a part of you. Who you were yesterday and who you are today and who you will be tomorrow. As I juggle the demands of my own journeys of becoming, I know that I'm certainly not alone in this. In fact, quite the opposite. I know that you, just like me, probably face countless challenges along your very own journeys of becoming, but you press on anyway. However, there is comfort in knowing that you're not alone. And it's why I wanted to build this little supportive community for scholarly mamas where we could share the highs and lows of our journeys of becoming. And you know what? It was the scarcity of colleagues with similar circumstances that really became apparent for me on my PhD journey. Despite the friendly interactions with fellow researchers who clearly understood the challenges of the PhD grind, as one in my circle, one of few in my circle that was married with kids and doing a part-time PhD, I felt like the exception more than the rule. And it can be so isolating to feel like this, to feel that you're the only one having to juggle the struggles of finding balance in the chaos, unable to find that mutual moral support. No scholarly mama should have to feel like this. A PhD journey is isolating enough in itself. And so this ignited my determination to share my experiences of seeking joy in the journey holistically. And I hope it will offer some sense of hope and inspiration for those of you who are listening and who are joining me on this journey. So I've accepted that it's simply not possible for me to devote every waking hour and thought to my academic journey. This is just not realistic. This is often the perception, though, in academia to achieve success, but I'm able to reflect deeply on how all areas of my life contribute to the person that I am becoming. I'm seeing how my circumstances do make me stronger and make me a more well-rounded individual. Just because I have a family doesn't mean I can't do a PhD, and just because I'm doing a PhD doesn't mean that my family doesn't come first. So here it is. Here is the podcast. Here is the platform. Here is Mrs. Mummy PhD. Here is the part of my own purposeful work that almost didn't happen because I face intrinsic challenges with starting Mrs. Mummy PhD. When I initially had the idea, I thought, goodness, well, who's going to read about this? Who on earth wants to hear about my journey? You know, could I win the internal battle against the perfectionism that was holding me back? These questions permeated my thoughts for quite some time. And I must admit, because of my intrinsically introverted nature, I really didn't think I could do this. You haven't even finished your PhD yet. So how could you be an inspiration to someone else doing theirs? I'd ask myself. Once I even got as far as brainstorming potential ideas for the platform, and of course, that would have been, that was for the very, very distant future, of course. But even then, I conveniently abandoned the idea. Even then, I reflect more on this idea of holding back and what keeps us back from pursuing our purposeful work in episode 3. But what I didn't consider was that You guys, you scholarly mamas could benefit from reading about my own journeys of becoming, knowing that you're not alone in your struggle, and also that those benefits could be reciprocated from your experiences as well. So in addition to starting the podcast and the platform, I also wanted to create a space for support. Sometimes it's just on one of those roller coaster days that you just kind of need to know that you're not alone. Anyone doing a PhD, and trust me, any mother doing a PhD knows very well what I'm talking about here. But you know, sometimes we just put things off because we feel, you know, we need more time and more time and more time to perfect it, or just a lack of confidence, you know, our old friend, the imposter syndrome. If I want to inspire others through my evolving narrative, then I have to take the plunge. I have to embrace the uncertainty and step out of my comfort zone. So here I am. So likewise, if there's something lingering on your to-do list, if there's something within you that you just can't shut off, it's giving you purposeful work vibes, then my advice is to just do it. Even now that I've started this podcast, I have no idea exactly what's going to come out of it, but I'm doing it anyway. It's okay. It's okay to not know what's coming next. The truth is, we're all a work in progress on a continuous journey through which we get to know ourselves better and discover not only our journey so far and where we want to go, but also to embrace the gift of the present. So thinking about my PhD journey so far, I can tell you I have had my share of challenges. Got a few hours? Just kidding. From struggling to find the balance between home life and PhD life, to funding challenges, supervisors changing, feeling like an imposter, challenges with recruitment to my studies, and so much more. I have felt like walking away from this PhD a few times on this journey, but I am still here. Why? Well, I hope you'll come back and listen and share and find out. When I started Mrs. Mummy PhD, I was on maternity leave. Now I am just a few months away from submitting my thesis, and trust me, it's been a very, very long journey. I'm just about to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And trust me, it's been a very long tunnel. But I realize that even this near the end of the tunnel stage is not without its challenges either. And so I hope that as you continue to tune in and share and listen, that you'll be encouraged. And, you know, even if it is that you decide that you want to change paths or this isn't for you, being in academia or what have you is not for you, then that's totally fine. Because once you're a scholarly mama, you kind of are always a scholarly mama. Well, in my eyes, at least. Whatever your journey, may you always have the strength to do what you must do for your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Your loved ones deserve the best version of you, but most importantly, you deserve the best version of yourself. So, Mama, now it's over to you. How can you own your journeys of becoming, and how can you inspire others through them? I'd love for you to connect with me on social media at Mrs. Mummy PhD, or head over to MrsMummyPhD.com and let's connect there. Yay! That's the first episode done. Thank you for tuning in to the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. And if you did and you want in on this movement, please head over to MrsMummyPhD.com or scholarlymamas.com. If you want to do your PhD well without sacrificing yourself or those you love dearest, then you need your hands on my free training called the PhD with Purpose Maminar. When you join us inside Scholarly Mamas Explore, you'll get access to this free training and so much more. Remember, Mama, these are our journeys of becoming.